For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The survivor pulled out of the debris from a landslide at an industrial park in Shenzhen is said to be in a stable condition after receiving surgery. The survivor's identity has been confirmed as 19-year-old Tian Zeming, a migrant worker from Chongqing municipality in southwestern China. Tian was rescued early Wednesday morning. So far, the bodies of four victims have also been recovered from the site. More than 5,000 rescuers are still searching for around 70 others who are still missing after the massive landslide on Sunday. Despite the difficulties, the rescue efforts are still underway and the excavation has been expanded. China's cabinet has set up an investigation team to look into the causes of the landslide. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down with the visiting chairman of Vietnam's National Assembly, Nguyen Sinh Hung, in Beijing on Wednesday. President Xi said both sides should enhance bilateral cooperation in both political and economic aspects, stressing the need to link China's Belt and Road initiatives with Vietnam's Two Corridors and One Circle strategies. Xi Jinping also hailed the fruitful achievements made during his state visit to Vietnam last month. Nguyen Sinh Hung echoed Xi's viewpoint and called for an expansion of bilateral cooperation in multiple fields. The five-day trip is the first of its kind by a top Vietnamese parliamentarian in 8 years. The Chinese authorities are vowing to cut the price of electricity generated by coal-fired plants in an effort to further cut emissions. The announcement was made after a cabinet meeting presided over by Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. The statement says the country will lower the on-grid price by an average of 0.03 yuan per kilowatt hour. The new price will be implemented starting from next year. The new pricing scheme comes as a large area in China's northern region has suffered from lingering smog on Wednesday. This has prompted Hebei province to issue its first ever red alert for smog. China's air pollution would have to be reduced by 42% if it is to reach the goals set out by the Paris Climate Change Agreement. China's chief climate negotiator at the Paris conference, Xie Zhenhua, made the statement during a news conference on Wednesday. To realise the goals, Xie Zhenhua is calling on China to upgrade its industrial and energy consumption structures, as well as to further develop nuclear power. Xie revealed that China is also selecting inland sites for nuclear power plants, apart from coastal areas. Xie also praised the Paris Agreement for the global participation to fund development and battle climate change. China's central bank says the country's foreign exchange market will extend trading hours by 7 hours starting from January the 4th next year. Trading hours for the yuan in the Shanghai-based exchange will last till 11:30 p.m. local time. The People's Bank of China, along with the Forex regulator, said in a statement that they will also allow more overseas banks to enter the interbank Forex market. The move is seen as a way of helping the country's aim to encourage the yuan's international use and support its entry to the IMF's currency basket. An official from China's top economic planning agency has revealed that China is planning to turn 100 million farmers into registered urban residents. The measure is meant to encourage more people to buy real estate in cities so as to alleviate the massive housing glut. Xu Shaoxi, head of the National Development and Reform Commission, says the plan will be carried out from next year. However, Xu has not specified when the plan would be completed. It's reported 11 people drowned after a boat carrying migrants capsized en route from Turkey to the Greek island of Farmakonisi. Greek authorities say 15 people were rescued, with two still missing. Five children were among the 11 people who lost their lives. The latest UN report suggests the number of refugees and migrants who fled to Europe in 2015 has surpassed 1 million. Rescuers have found seven more bodies after a boat carrying 118 people capsized in eastern Indonesia on Saturday. This has raised the death toll to 14 as the search for those missing enters its fifth day on Wednesday. So far, 40 people have been rescued and 64 others remain missing. The ill-fated ferry was heading to the Siwa seaport of South Sulawesi from Kolaka in the southeast when it was reported missing on Saturday. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.